Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Full. Somebody say full. 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 God's will is full. God's will is blessed. So God's will is full. These are some pretty big oceans we're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, they're big. They're big. And God says, be fruitful, multiply, and fill up this Pacific Ocean. Fill up this Atlantic Ocean. Fill them up. Woo. Chapter 1 and verse 27, and this is in the Young's literal, because again, the others say replenish, but Young's literal doesn't say it that way. More accurate. Said God prepared the man in his image. In the image of God, he prepared him. A male and a female, he prepared them. Verse 28, and God did what?
Blessed.
Did what?
Blessed.
Reckon this is important.
Yes.
If it wasn't necessary, he wouldn't have done this. He blessed them. How did he bless them? He said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Now, there's lots of other things to talk about through here, but he uses the same language here. This is twice. He uses another time here in Genesis. He uses it in Genesis 9. You'll see it with Abraham. You'll see it with Isaac. He uses it over and over. I mean the same exact words, some half dozen times. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill it up. Now, we were talking about the great miracle of miracles, and that is, we're used to it. And you got to watch about just, you know, being jaded by things. But to take a kernel of corn, for one thing, ain't nobody on the planet ever come close to creating a seed. Oh, they've messed with them, but not creating one. Maybe messed them up. But seeds are amazing. There have been seeds that have been found in archaeological diggings that are centuries and centuries and even thousands of years old, and they plant them and they grow. Wow. Not all of them would, but it, in this tiny little seed, this acorn or whatever it may be, what is in there? Think about what God put in there. Every one of us, our bodies came from a tiny seed. Every one of us. What was in that seed? How'd God get it in there? Talk about micro, compact, and you can plant that seed in the ground, and with no further involvement, the seed knows what to do. The ground knows what to do. Is that right? Sunshine knows what to do. Water knows what to do. And you give it a little time, and that little acorn can turn into a giant oak tree. Or that one kernel of corn can turn into scores of kernels that can also be planted and turn into thousands of kernels that can be planted and turn into millions of kernels from one seed. Why can that happen? Come on, help me out. Because there is blessing power in that seed. Glory to God. Is that a miracle or is that a miracle? We call it life, and that's true as well. But how and when did that life get in there? When God spoke to it. Is that right? He created all the plants, all the animals, us too, as vessels that would also create seed and that would reproduce. But apparently it needed to be activated. And the activation was voice actuated. See, this is nothing new to God. He's been doing this a long, long time. What do you mean? He spoke into the plants, into the animals, into us, into everything. And he said, be fruitful to produce and multiply. And multiply until you fill it up. That's blessing power. Hallelujah. Now, you know, like we've said, there's billions of the human beings on the planet now. But do you understand, Jesus is called the seed?
Yes.
The seed. Do you remember that? And he was called the only begotten. But now he's called the first begotten. Hallelujah. Of many brethren. You know what you and I are as believers? We are the results of the multiplication of the seed. And God's will is that we also are fruitful and multiply into other Christians. Many. And that they multiply into other Christians. And not only fill up the world, he's got bigger plans than that.
Hallelujah.
Who are you talking about? Well, I don't know it all, so. But it's bigger. God's a big God. And all those that believe with him are going to rule and reign with him in his eternal kingdom forever. We all came from the one seed, Jesus. I mean, you remember the prophecy? Jesus said before he left, if a seed remains by itself, or it's alone, but if it dies, then it'll bring forth much. I'm paraphrasing, but it's got to die. Well, he's talking about himself. He was offered up as the seed and he was planted. But then he was quickened.
Yes.
Just like you plant a seed.
Yes.
You know, you plant that seed. If you can see under the ground, it looks like it's dissolving and coming apart. Of course, he didn't see any corruption, but it's not the end of that seed. It will, life will come out of it, and then it starts reaching up to the sky through the soil, and then it will develop and produce others like itself.
Amen.
Multiply.
Multiply.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now we know the power
that's
pushing it.
Amen.
What is it? The blessing that God released all those a millennia ago is still working. Just like the sun's still shining and gravity's still going on. In fact, it'll still be working when this heaven and earth is passed away. He said, my word will never pass away.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, there's a lot more, many more places, I should say, where you see this. It happened after the flood. Genesis 9 verse 1, Young's literal translation. God blessed Noah and his sons. Guess what he said to them? Be fruitful and multiply. And what?
Fill.
Fill the earth. Now, notice what he said here. I want to keep reading down in verse 8. God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying this, I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. I establish my covenant. Now you hear that phraseology, I establish my covenant. Verses after he said, be fruitful and multiply. If we had time, it's a good study if you want to do it on your own. The Lord said the very same thing to Abraham. I make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. I'll make you exceeding fruitful. I'll establish my covenant. Did you hear the same language? That was what he said to Abraham. And Galatians, the Holy Spirit in Galatians, called that the gospel. Called it the gospel. Well, that the creative power of God is in us and on us to enable us to be productive of amazingly good eternal things and to multiply and to fill up with every kind of good thing. Isn't that good news?
Oh, yes.
Doesn't get any better. Go with me to Deuteronomy 8, or they'll put it on the screen for us. Deuteronomy 18, we touched on that in previous sessions, but this language will mean more to you now. How many remember what Proverbs 10:22 said? The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. The Amplified says, neither does toiling increase it. And that goes perfectly with Deuteronomy 8:17. What does the blessing of the Lord do? The blessing makes you rich, not your work. And money doesn't make you rich in God. And a bunch of things don't make you rich. And we shouldn't call a car the blessing, or a house the blessing, because it's still just a car, right? It was the blessing that enabled us to get something. But the something we got is not the blessing. Can you see this, friend? In Deuteronomy 8:17 in the Amplified, 8:17, he said, beware lest you say in your mind and heart, when God's added all these good things to you that he was talking about, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Don't say that. But verse 18, you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you what? Power to get the wealth. Now, why? That he may establish his covenant. Can you see what that goes back to? That goes back to what he spoke over Adam and Eve and his creation. That goes back to what he said to Abraham. He said, so God is manifesting his blessing in believers' lives when he's doing that, empowering us, enriching us to be full of every good thing. He's keeping his word to Abraham.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me